She was Mary Richards, the spunky single woman who came to the big city, Minneapolis, and she was going to make it after all on the Mary Tyler Moore Show, which ran from 1970 to 77. We knew she'd break out of that sunken living room she lived in from 1961 to 66, playing the homemaker Laura Petrie to Dick Van Dyke's Rob. A montage of Mary Tyler Moore playing Laura Petrie. She would also be nominated for an Oscar playing the cold mother in Ordinary People. She'd reveal her struggles with alcoholism, battle diabetes, and we'd watch every step. Mary Tyler Moore has died at the age of 80. NPR's TV critic Eric Deggans has some thoughts. And Eric, how would you describe her place in television history?
Well, Mary Tyler Moore was an amazing figure for a couple of reasons. On the Dick Van Dyke Show, she was the perfect wife and a perfect counterpart to Dick Van Dyke, and I think an unexpected comic equal. Dick Van Dyke was a known star, but she wasn't known when she starred on the show and really equaled him on that show in her comic sensibilities. And then we get to the Mary Tyler Moore Show, where she creates this image of an independent, successful woman on her own, the first character to really to do that on television. Originally, when they established the show, they wanted the character to be divorced, and the network resisted that. But she did break up with a fiancé. She chose to live on her own, and she got a job in a newsroom and was this perfect, admirable, beloved figure who was on the show that was beloved by people and created so many memorable characters.
Back to the first show, Dick Van Dyke in the 60s, she was just 24 when she was cast by Carl Reiner. This was the show that was supposed to be the telling of Carl Reiner's real life as a writer for the Sid Caesar Show, and Dick Van Dyke played the writer, and again, she the wife. And we talked earlier today to the veteran television producer Norman Lear, who of course said, you know, she was a giant in the field. But again, just 24 when cast, and Carl Reiner told him she almost wasn't cast. Listen.
I talked to Carl earlier today, and he told me that she had been disappointed in two auditions about two or three days before she came to see him. And he loved her face, and something made her laugh. He loved her laugh. And then he gave her one word. I don't know what that one word was. She said the one word, and he took her right down to meet Sheldon Leonard. And that's how quickly she got the part.
I wonder if it was two words. I wonder if it was, "Oh, Rob," which said some. Eric Deggans, that's the Dick Van Dyke Show. But then, of course, her own show, as you said. Let's just listen to a little. The show featured Ed Asner as her boss, Lou Grant. Spun off, he had his own show, Valerie Harper as her friend, Rhoda. It held the record for most Emmys, 29. In this scene, her character, Mary Richards, sitting at her desk in the newsroom next to her colleague, Murray, when she gets a call from Rhoda's mother, Mrs. Morgenstern.
Mrs. Morgenstern, how are you? Well, no, I'm not busy Thursday night so far. Why? Tony Kramer is coming into town. I don't know Tony Kramer. What do you mean, would I like to? No, Mrs. Morgenstern, hello, Tony. Thursday night. Yeah, sure, Thursday will be fine. 8 o'clock. Well, thank you. It was nice talking to you, too. Bye-bye. Listen, Mrs. Morgenstern. Yes, he did. He sounded very nice. But Mrs. No, you're right, Mrs. Morgenstern. I'm not. Bye.
You're not what, Mayor?
Getting any younger.
So, timing, Eric, but we also, you know, she had some struggles in her life with alcoholism and diabetes.
Yes, she wrote two different books where she talked about her struggles with each of those issues. And it was interesting. I think there was a period where she wanted to establish herself as a serious actress as well. And as iconic as these comedy roles were, they presented an image of herself, of her as very wholesome in a way that might have been kind of limiting as an actress. So we saw her go on in the 1980s to star in the movie Ordinary People, where she played a very frosty mother a character that wasn't sympathetic and wasn't necessarily the kind of wholesome, lovable character that she played on television.
Yeah. Well, Eric Deggans, we're remembering Mary Tyler Moore. We have a few seconds here. I hope you don't mind. I'd like to play as much as we can of the end of the Mary Tyler Moore Show, perhaps the greatest ending in television history, when the newsroom, they find they're canceled as the show was canceled, and they gather around in a huddle. They group travel to a Kleenex box. Eric, if you don't mind, we're going to go out with that. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's a long way to Tipperary. It's a long way to go. It's a long way to Tipperary, to the sweetest girl I know. Goodbye to Piccadilly. Farewell, Leicester Square.
Mary Tyler Moore died today at the age of 80. Here Now is a production of NPR and WBUR. I'm Robin Young with Jeremy Hobson. It's Here Now. Right there.